Blog Talk Radio.
For you to not be, you know, paid for those holidays. But for the most part, there are six paid holidays that are guaranteed to you in the workforce in the form of a paid day off. For some people, there are a little bit more. You know, some people, you know, like you may get Christmas and Christmas Eve off. You might get Thanksgiving and Black Friday off. You know, you may get... You may get a floating holiday for Easter, or you may get Good Friday off. You know, some jobs honor different things. So, you know, you kind of have to check your calendar and see what's available for you. Like, I've worked at jobs that give you a choice of maybe three. Like, you can either have MLK Day off or Columbus Day, or what do they call it, Indigenous Day. They called it Columbus Day last time I saw it. I know that this year they called it Columbus Day. Or President's Day. You can choose from those three. Juneteenth is a new national holiday. Not every job gives off for Juneteenth. The job that I work at, they didn't give off for Juneteenth. I ain't gonna front. I felt some kind of way about that too. Why we couldn't get Juneteenth off. But what I want to talk about tonight is how our people, black people have a different approach to holidays, especially with the new wave of consciousness, the internet and our appreciation for history. Appreciation for history has given us a higher level of consciousness. And many of us choose not to participate in any holiday celebrations because of the significance, the original significance of those holidays, which to me is totally understandable. However, you know, for most of my life, Black people and Europeans, Black people and white people haven't been celebrating holidays for the same reason since I was a child. At the same time, we have the same days off. So, you know, on social media, like yesterday, you'll see, I saw a lot of posts, you know, poking fun or teasing or straight up dissing people who may be gathering for Thanksgiving and having a good time or whatever, or eating turkey and all that kind of stuff. You know, people talking about something, you know, the Indians died for this and, you know what I mean, pilgrims this and that and the third and all of that. And I'm looking at this and I'm thinking like, well, look at this. Well, Thanksgiving. You know what holidays like Thanksgiving remind me of? They kind of remind me of Black Lives Matter. And I'm going to tell you why. If you know the original premise and the original mission statement of Black Lives Matter, you'll notice that Black Lives Matter doesn't appreciate or honor or even acknowledge the Black man in their mission statement. When you know that the only reason that there's a Black Lives Matter movement was because Black men have been getting killed unjustified by police and, you know, and racist groups and by our own. So we had to come up with a movement that sort of brought awareness to, yeah, Black Lives Matter just as much as anybody else's lives matter. Because as elementary as it may seem, for those who understand that, for many people, yeah, it has to actually be put on a shirt, put on a piece of paper, put on a flag, put on a banner, put on the news, put in front of a camera, put on the radio. Because a lot of people don't really seem to believe that Black Lives Matter. So inside of Black Lives Matter, even to the people who created and founded Black Lives Matter, Black male lives didn't matter unless they were gay, which I think is weird. Yeah. If you're a Black gay male, then your Black lives matter in this mission statement. But if you are a straight Black male, then no, you don't matter because you're the enemy. You're the one trying to tell the family what to do and trying to keep everybody oppressed with your masculine or hyper-masculine ways, with your boys wear blue and girls wear pink attitudes. So I'm saying all of that to say this. Even though as far as the mission statement, Black Lives Matter does not support what most Black people think is important. But when you think about what Black Lives Matter is saying, forget about the mission statement. When you think about what Black Lives Matter is saying to the world, before you get into all of that, you have something that needs to be held in high importance because Black lives do matter. So you look at Thanksgiving. We know that Thanksgiving was created in the midst of European colonizers, aka the pilgrims, shooting and killing and mass murdering Native Americans, American Indians. We know that. We know that they gave the Indians infected blankets with smallpox in them. You know, so wintertime comes along, it's cold, they see some nice blankets that would keep them warm. Little did they know that they were riddled with disease. We know that they did those kinds of things. We know about the scalping and the treachery and the torture and the and the brutality and savagery that the pilgrims and all Europeans have inflicted on darker peoples all around the world historically. We know all that. But we should also know that on Thanksgiving, that was the day that they didn't do that. That was the day that they broke bread with each other. That was the day that they said, listen, there ain't going to be no killing today. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, honestly, we tired of fighting y'all. Y'all actually fight just as well as we do, but we just happen to have guns. But today, even if we just using this day to trick y'all into, you know, fighting with us or surrendering to us another day, today we going to eat. We're going to eat. We're going to drink. We're going to smoke. We're going to be merry. Our kids are going to play together. We might even do some interracial dating or intermingling, whatever the case may be. We're not fighting. And tell you what, from now on, at this time, on this date or this around this time in November, we're going to do this. We ain't going to fight. All right. Okay. Now, my conversation would be a lot different if black people were sitting around the dinner table, you know, being dressed up like pilgrims with black and white suits on and big hat with the white stripe in the thing, you know, like it would be different. But for me and a lot of people like me, it's just a day off from work that we're able to eat, drink, play cards, you know, kick it with the family, play music, have fun, and see a bunch of people, family and friends that we hadn't seen in a long time. And somebody got to cook. That's what it is for me and mine. So it's always been a fun holiday for me and mine. There's certain things we've never done in my household. Shoot. I ain't going to lie. At Thanksgiving, we didn't. I'm not even sure we used to say grace back in the day. I don't, you know, because we didn't have a dinner time. My mom was always like, when the food is ready, come get some. It was like for our company, the people that was coming over later on, like, all right, then we got to, you know, for those of y'all who ain't full, that we would sit at the table. Other than that, well, it's kind of loose. But that was just my household. My thing is that although black people and white people are off on the same holidays, we're not necessarily celebrating the same holiday. White people and black people are off on the same days, but we're not celebrating the same things. That's the way I see it, you know. So a lot of the rhetoric that I was seeing yesterday, hearing yesterday, going back and forth with people yesterday, I thought it was kind of funny. Because I'm like, you know what I really thought was funny? When people try to school me to the history of Thanksgiving and any holiday, I'm like, yeah, tell me more. Are you kidding me? They did that? No way. The reason that I think that is funny is because when I was younger, that was me. That was me telling people about the history of holidays and how we shouldn't do this and we shouldn't do that because I was messing around with the Nation of Islam, 5% Nation of Islam and all that kind of stuff. But here's what I learned from that experience. And, you know, as you learn, you grow, and you learn what works and what doesn't work. And one thing that doesn't work with black people is telling them what they shouldn't do because somebody telling them what they shouldn't do based on either some religious doctrine or because of what somebody else said or did before. That doesn't really work with us. Doesn't really work. You know, there are a few reasons it doesn't work. One of the reasons it doesn't work is because one thing about black people, for the most part, not everybody, of course, but one thing about black people is once you tell them what not to do, once you start presenting them with instructions and changes, they're going to take a hard look at you. Like, what are your qualifications? Who is you? because, you know, we've been over here doing what we do for a long time, and it's been working. It hasn't been no problems and all that kind of stuff. So why should we listen to you? Yeah, and that might not always be the right thing to do or the right way to go, but you know it happens. So it'd be like, all right. So you want us to, you say we can't eat together and have fun on Thanksgiving, and we can't buy no gifts and get together and eat on Christmas. Okay. Well, what else are we supposed to do? What should we be doing? I mean, because since you know so much about this and since you're so strong and passionate about what we shouldn't be doing, I'm sure that you're willing to offer us an alternative. What should we do on Thanksgiving? What should we do on Thanksgiving since, you know, we can't eat the turkey and the stuffing and the dressing and the cranberry sauce and yams and the greens and potato salad and macaroni and cheese and all these sweet potato pies and cakes and drinking eggnog and liquor and some people smoke, you know what I'm saying, cigarettes, weed and all that old stuff. The kids playing around full and getting together and running around with their cousins and friends and all that kind of stuff. Well, since we cutting all that out, what should we be doing? And that's when it gets a little tough. And, you know, and I have to admit, I'm an asshole. I'm an asshole about this sometimes. Because my thing is like, all right, first of all, I know a lot of people that are conscious. But I don't know too many people that are conscious as me. Well, and definitely not more than me. Now, that, of course, that depends on what you consider conscious to be. But I know I care about my people and I support them at every turn. But I also know what my people do. And I've also felt the frustration of trying to bring change to them prematurely. I know what that's about. Doesn't mean that you shouldn't try. Doesn't mean that you can't push the envelope, but I've learned that you have to piece it together. You can't drop it all on them and expect them to be with all that, because they're not going to be. And you're just going to wind up mad and pointing the finger and then calling people coons and niggas and all that kind of stuff. And that ain't a good look. I ain't feeling it. So, for my people, and this is why I said that I'm an asshole, because my thing is, all right, all my super hyper extra conscious brothers and sisters who say we shouldn't celebrate no holidays. All right. I need to know, do you work a 9-to-5 job in any form? That's what I need to know. Because if you work a 9-to-5 job and you don't respect these holidays, you don't acknowledge these holidays, and you speak against these holidays, then I think that you should go the extra mile to not accept the money that is given on these holidays. And this is, and I can show you how to do it. Because some of these extra conscious cats that I know, they thought they was getting over by working on the holidays. Like, I ain't eating no turkey. I ain't celebrating no holidays. I ain't celebrating no Thanksgiving. I went to work to make money today. Like, but you got paid. You already got paid for the holiday. You already had that day off. So you could have just accepted the regular 8-hour holiday pay. You went in and got time and a half. To me, that sounds like you're celebrating the holiday. You're benefiting in a different way than the people at home who already spent their money. You're making more money. You are exploiting the holiday. That's what you're doing. You don't think so? I kind of think so. So I think to really rebel against the holiday, you shouldn't go to work and get paid for 48 hours this week? No. You should refuse that holiday pay. And here's how you could do it. Make sure that you don't get your holiday pay. And how you do it is take off either Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or today. And that way, your holiday pay will turn into straight pay. You'll get the straight 48 hours. I mean, the straight 40 hours. That's how you show them. That's how you show them. Yeah, no holidays for me. I ain't come in on Monday. I ain't come in on Monday. And, you know, so I'm not going to get 40 hours this week. I'm only going to get 32. Or, or I'm not going to get no 40 hours straight pay and 8 hours overtime. I'm only going to get the straight 40. I know I'm sounding silly, y'all. But honestly, I think that people telling black people not to get together with their people, not to break bread with them, not to mend ways, not to try to come together, not to try to unite, not to try to, you know, create a situation. Listen, all of us have families where somebody has probably gotten killed this year. Somebody died this year. Some kind of tragedy has happened in our lives, you know. And some of us were estranged from those situations or estranged from the people who got hurt or not with us anymore. And I guess my thing is, I'm going to read y'all comments in a minute because I haven't, you know, I know I'm rambling and whatever. I didn't even do the intro yet. I guess my thing is this. Niggas hate on each other 357 days out of the year. We ain't doing nothing for each other. We might do something for each other, but we're not doing it in the interest of black people. We're doing it because they are friends. We're doing it because they are family members. But as far as us doing something for ourselves because of our race, our culture, we ain't doing shit for each other. Not a goddamn thing. You know what I mean? And so we turn up the hate on those 8 days that we had off from work. And it makes no sense. So let me get this straight. I'm not doing nothing for you, Carol, you, Carrie, you, Emily, you, Norris, you, Cheryl, you, Mia. I ain't doing nothing for none of y'all for 357 days out of the year. But on those other 8 days that we off from work, because it's a holiday, I'm not only do nothing for you, but I'm going to tell you that you a coon, that you a nigga, that you lost, that you a slave, that you a buck dancing, boot licking, white loving colonizer, submitting to fraud. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Was this your daily go get a mission show? We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say the R. This is the Daily Go Get 'Em Ism Show, all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should. And I hope y'all feel like real men and women should. Also, tonight on the Daily Go Get Amazing Show, we are talking about why we celebrate the holidays or not. So we're really talking about how divided black people are on the issue of whether you should celebrate holidays or not, or whether what we are doing is even what you would call celebrating. Are we celebrating? Are we? Is that what we doing? Well, let's look into it, get into it, get involved. Let me holler at me. Holler at me. If y'all would like to be a part of this conversation, I invite you to call in. As the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. 319-527-6199. Press number 1, and that will let me know that you would like to speak, and then I will call you out by the last 4 digits of your telephone number, and you can rock out, rock on, and do the damn thing. You know what? One thing I haven't said in a while, and I think it needs to be said, is that when you call into this show, there is no censorship. Although, you know, we monetizing the channel now, you know, all that kind of stuff. But I don't want people to feel stifled in expressing themselves in their rawest and realest form. So I'm not going to tell you what to say or what you can say. All I ask is that you keep it respectful. As respectful as possible. It's my job to keep it professional. I'm not going to ask you to do the same thing, but you're an adult if you call into this show, so I would assume and expect that you know what to do. All right, so I'm going to read some of y'all comments to see how y'all feel, you know what I mean? Let's see. Mia Cunningham says, oh, wait. No, it says, I still like sneering Happy King Day and people's... I hear that. Mia says, New Year's, MLK, President's Day, Memorial Day, Juneteenth, July 4th, Labor Day, Columbus Day, Veterans Day, Thanksgiving Day, the day after Thanksgiving, and Christmas, PA state holidays. Okay. All right. So how many is that? Let's see. That's 1, 2. I'm not going to count the day after this because, you know, that still goes with the regular holiday. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So that's 10 for state holidays for Pennsylvania. Thank you for that. Okay. I guess this is when I was talking about Black Lives Matter, gay, black male, and transgender, yeah, and queer folk. That's what they wrote, queer folk. I'm like, man, I'm done. I'm done, baby. Nara says, Black Lives Matter as long as they don't reproduce and multiply. Well. All right, let me see. All right, y'all. Good looking out on the support, y'all. Y'all always hold it down. Okay, Nara says, today is the 21st anniversary of my mom's passing. Oh, my gosh, my condolences to you, my brother. The sadness has been coming in waves. I hear that. Ugh, man, losing a parent. Man, the only thing I can say is, man, try to lose this day. I know it's hard because it's Black Friday. Well, it's the 25th, but don't die every year with your mom. Don't let your mom die every year on you like that. Celebrate her birthday. Do something with her in spirit that she used to like to do. Have fun with her in celebration of when she came in. Do not relive her going out year after year. It's psychologically, it's draining and it's depressing. I'm not trying to tell you what to do, but I'm, you know, listen, I'll never forget the day that my dad left this world. But that wasn't the day when he had his greatest impact. It just wasn't. So I choose to, I always, he's been gone a year and a half, just about. So when his birthday came, My dad used to like to gamble. I like to gamble, but I don't gamble a lot. So I went down to the casino and played a few rounds, you know what I mean? A few rounds of blackjack, shot a few craps and all of that, because that's what we used to like to play. When we went together, that's what we would play. We would play craps, we would play blackjack or whatever. We didn't go very often. We might only went together maybe once or twice, but nonetheless, those are the games that we liked. And so I won a little bit, you know what I mean? I won a little bit, but I got on up out of there. But that's something that I wish we could do now. So, you know what I mean? But I'm glad you brought that up, you know. Once again, man, my deepest condolences to you and your family, you know. But that's what I'm just doing for you or doing to you, and I hope you're not offended by that, because I'm here telling people that they shouldn't be telling black people what not to celebrate and all of that, but here I am telling you, you know, how you should mourn or how you should feel about your people. So, you know what I mean, I'm gonna check myself for that, and you can check me back, you know what I mean. I don't mean to do it that way. I'm just concerned about the pain you may be feeling, and I just wanted to help, but I ain't trying to overstep my bounds. And that's what we do sometimes. Like, you know, if you're trying to help a person, that's one thing. But I don't see how, you know, trying to stop the rock is going to help if you're not helping in other ways. You know, we need solutions. We need alternatives to something that we may be lost on or doing for reasons that we don't even understand ourselves. We need solutions. We can't just be telling each other, well, you shouldn't do that because of this. We got to say, okay, you shouldn't be doing that because of this, but this is something else that you can do. Here's an alternative. Here's something more positive. Here's something that might even be better. Actually, November's a twofer. My uncle's homegoing service was a year ago on the first. My condolences again. Oh, okay. I said that I wasn't going to count the days after because they go along with the day. And a lot of jobs don't do the day after. But even for y'all, like, I recognized that it was 12 in number, but it's really only 10 in title. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know. Like, they don't say Black Friday. They say, you know, the day after Thanksgiving. So Thanksgiving is really the holiday. But I see what you're saying. Okay. It says, I hear you. Oh, thanks for the encouragement. That goes for the ladies too. That's what's up. And I think it's cool that you you acknowledge that you spelled two T-O and you made sure that it meant also, so you wrote T-O-O. That's what I'm talking about. Y'all very scholarly. Y'all are a scholarly crew. That's what's up. T.K.I. Wright says, Norris, my father died 30 years ago. It took 24 years for me to internalize the outlook that O mentions. Man, listen. Yeah, I mean, it's tough. So, you know, and you know what? I never thought of this part either. Some people may be celebrating the holidays in honor of somebody that they love that may not be here anymore. I mean, it's quite possible that on these days were the days where people, you know, you go shopping together, you eat together, you drink together, you talk, you have conversations. Y'all might argue, fuss, and fight together. Watch sports you know, see people who left from around the way, went out of town, came back, you know, to kick it with y'all. And, you know, it's a, for us, it's a gathering. That's why I'm like, I don't know what's going on with these niggas. Like, how do you not see that? We ain't sitting around the table talking about the Indians and pilgrims and thankful for Joe Biden or Donald Trump or nothing like that. We don't do that. We don't get down like that. You know what I'm saying? We eat. We slave at a stove and make side dishes all night long or all day long, however you do it. And we invite people over and we got to wash dishes afterwards and we tired and you know what I'm saying? And it's a celebration of unity, if nothing else. We don't even care about none of that other stuff. So some people might say, well, if you don't even care about the other stuff, what are you doing it for? Because it's tradition. We grew up on that. Not everything that we grew up on was bad. Not everything that we grew up on was good. But I tell you what, busting a grub or getting some presents and busting a grub on Christmas or Thanksgiving is a lot better than, yeah, my mom used to whoop my ass all the time. And you know what I mean? We celebrate that tradition too, right? Oh, yeah, my mom would whoop my ass with whatever she could find. I remember one time she beat me with a wire brush. I remember one time she beat me with a wash it, with a, a washboard. I remember she used to whoop my ass with a washboard. I remember my dad one time hit me with a whole Shifaro. Yeah, he picked up the whole Shifaro and just slammed it on me. Yeah, but that was, you know, my brothers and sisters, they didn't even help me. They just let me, you know, I was just up there under the Shifaro because I was only six. I'm under the Shifaro, you know what I mean, climbing out of the rubble like it was 9/11, and I escaped the collapses of building. And once again, I used to be angry at the system too. I used to be pissed off a lot about everything. I've been there. But I realized nobody want to hear that shit. We don't care. They don't care. So if you choose not to participate, then don't participate. But for those who participate, you're going to have to let them do what they do. Man, I mean, imagine if we would have busted in Mosque number 12, because that's the Nation of Islam Mosque in Philly. Imagine we would have busted in Mosque number 12, like, yo, hold on. Y'all need to stop celebrating this fake Islam. This ain't the real Islam. You know what I mean? You know, y'all got your own Bible. That ain't the real, I mean, y'all got your own Quran. That ain't the real Quran. Ain't no honorable Elijah Muhammad. He wrote that bullshit Quran. That ain't the right one. Y'all not practicing the right Islam. This ain't about bean pies and final calls and separating black people from white people. That's not the real Islam. They don't do that. Y'all don't even speak Arabic. This ain't the real Islam. Like, ain't nobody trying to hear that. The Nation of Islam, just as an example, developed their sect of Islam for the reasons that were needed in this country. The same way that the Mormons created that sect of Christianity for their purposes in the United States. You're not going to, the rules that apply over in Semitic countries, and when I say Semitic, I mean Arabic people, because they are the real Arab-like people. You know what I mean? Middle Eastern-like people. They are the real Semitic people, not European Jews that was granted land after World War II by England, you know, to get rid of them, you know. Anyway. Those rules and traditions that apply in those lands don't apply here. They don't. I mean, you can hate it all you want.
The reason that the Muslims wear the dress that they wear was because out in the desert, you needed that to reflect the sun because it was crazy hot. The weather is not conducive to that in the United States, unless you are like in Arizona or in Texas or places like that, Nevada, places that have a desert. Other than that, it doesn't apply here. So yeah, the Nation of Islam, the Fruit of Islam, they were American Muslims. They had to send a message that worked for what they were going through and their condition. You ain't gotta like it. You ain't gotta like it. It worked for them. It worked for us. It gave us what we needed. And we did need it. So whether you agree with the religious part of it or not, we needed that. Because we was running around here, ex-slaves, acting like we was back on the plantation. And we needed a group of people to say, no, we ain't got to do that. But they still did a lot of things that they did a lot of things that Christians do. You know what I mean? So I don't have a problem with anybody not celebrating, quote unquote, celebrating holidays. I really don't. I just have a problem with us drawing a bigger wedge between ourselves and finding yet another way to separate ourselves over religion, over ideology, over doctrine. Over neighborhood, over economics. Black people, all we do is practice separating. Oh, nah, everybody ain't going to be. You ever listen to some of these overconscious niggas talking about how we ain't going to be able to take everybody with us because, yeah, you know I mean, you know, a lot of these niggas, they ain't they always talking that. And I be looking at them like, you just like them. The only difference is you read a few books. You've been taught by a few people who had wisdom. But your instincts are the same as the people you're dissing. They separate and practice separation, and you're doing the same thing. You just think that your reasons are better. Shame on you. Shame. For shame. 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 That's what we're working with. Let me see here. Mia Cunningham says, the holidays are truly for coming together. It feels good to see and fellowship with our loved ones. A time for loved ones that live far away to reconnect, laugh, hug, reminisce, get full, and drink. Narcel says, oh, Lordy, pick a pail of cotton. Excuse me. Oh, Lordy. Well, yeah, me, I agree with that. That's what is, but if you really think about it, that's all it's ever really been for us. Sure, we know people who were so ingrained in Christianity and stuff like that, that they might have taken it too far with the European traditions because we practice the European brand of Christianity. There is another way, there is another form, there are other forms of Christianity that are not European, you know. We hardly ever see it because the European Christian ideal has been spread so far across the world and is so close to us that it's hard for us to think that it's done in another way. But if you think about Christianity and what it really means, there has to be other ways to celebrate it, or I'm sorry, to honor, worship it, because the original doctrine, even the Old Testament and the original people that are in the Bible are closer to brown than European.
the names weren't John and, I don't know, Timothy, and they weren't European names. So they changed it for themselves, you know, to glorify their contribution. Spirituality. Go figure. I want to say this. For our people, we have to seize any and every opportunity to come together. Because you never know the magic that might happen when we come together for a good thing. Food and drink and fun. You never know the magic and the networking that can come from that. Because the other days of the year, we know the destruction that comes along with that. All of us right now probably reeling from some death in the family and probably even a murder, whether it's in our family or somebody close to our family. That's tough. But that's unfortunately our behavior. At least 357 days out of the year. The murder rate goes down on the holidays. Go figure. I don't know about like 4th of July. But on these the holidays, because they call Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's Eve, they call that the holidays. So on the holidays, or the holidays, we let each other live. Nora says, I miss the nostalgia of the gatherings. Man, Nora says, I can feel the foot stomping, hand clapping spirit. But when you say I miss the nostalgia of the gatherings, man, every holiday that my family used to get together, Dita, because Dita liked the party. She liked to organize parties. She loves to organize a good party. So she used to have all of the kids do this Soul Train dance. That shit used to be so much fun. Because you know kids like to dance. They like to dance and they like to sing. So those Soul Train dances used to be epic. You know what I mean? I'm telling you, the 90s was the truth. 90s was the truth. But yeah, we had fun. You know, we wasn't about turkey. Shoot. Black mother. It seems like a lot of black people don't even like turkey. Everybody be coming over with Thanksgiving alternative of meats. We having a Thanksgiving. We having duck this year. We having a rabbit. We gonna have a Thanksgiving turkey ham. We having a turkey ham this year. I've decided we gonna fry the turkey this year. Yeah, we gonna pull pieces, pull portions. We shouldn't scoff at the opportunities that we have to come together and build with each other, because we spend so much time being angry with each other. You know it's true. Probably every one of us is mad at some family member of ours right now, and we ain't speaking to them. Well, Thanksgiving is one of those days, and Christmas is one of those days where somebody might invite us to some place where we know that person is going to be, and maybe we know that they're going to be there in advance and we decide to go, or maybe we knew that they were there and we decided that we weren't going to go and we got tricked into going. You never know. But more than likely, a fight didn't break out. And just for a few hours, we were able to put our differences aside. Yeah, you still owe me money. Mm-hmm. You still owe me money. You still stole my shit. But, you know, the good Lord brought us together here for a reason. And I ain't going to be fighting you in Big Mama house. Because she not going to appreciate it. And, you know. I can't have Big Mama, you know, she getting up there in years. I can't have her being mad at me. So
It can be a good thing.
I ain't telling you to celebrate no holidays, and I'm not telling you to I'm not telling you to celebrate it in any way and under negative circumstances, or even traditional circumstances that are none of your volition. In other words, I'm not telling you to celebrate Thanksgiving because of no because no pilgrims and no Indians. I'm not telling you to celebrate Christmas because of Christ. Shoot, if you didn't grow up in church, Christmas was never about Christ for you anyway. It was about Christmas trees, lights, you know what I mean, a wrapping paper presents. That's what it was about. I didn't grow up in church, so I don't know what nobody's talking about. I know I used to have a Christmas list. I never believed in Santa Claus, but I believe in a Christmas list. I passed that off to my mom, you know what I mean? Like, yo, I'm expecting a shipment, you know, in here around the 24th. You know, you said we can open up our presents at midnight on the 25th. I'm staying up. By the time Christmas morning come, we already played out. I'm hoping that y'all had some secret presents. I already used all these. What's up? Easter. For the kids, it's about dressing up, eggs and candy. Halloween, as sick as that holiday is in its original meaning, don't nobody care about that. You dressing up, costumes, scary shit. You know, black cats, bats, witches on brooms, ghouls and goblins and all of that. Halloween ain't nothing, but it's about candy. You get candy. Like, yo. Now, don't get me wrong, man. You know, all of that Santa Claus shit, Easter Bunny shit, I ain't with none of that. Count me all the way out. I ain't with none of that. I ain't trying to hear it. For my kids and kids who are associated with me, they not getting that experience. But if that's what you want to do, more power to you, because you got to deal with what happens when your kids find out you've been lying to them. Because some people be devastated. They whole adult lives when they find out that it wasn't no real Santa Claus. It's going to be all right. Everything's going to be all right. Santa's on his way. When I want to open his sleigh. But a little family fun, a little food and drink, a little... Look, I don't even drink, but I'm telling y'all, man, go ahead, turn up. You know what I mean? Go ahead, turn up. Non-drinkers can have a lot of fun with drinkers. You know what I mean? Some of y'all chicks be cold fish until y'all get a couple of drinks and y'all get loose. Get loose. Yo, give a couple of drinks. So you got you. Mia said, turkey wine. I know that's what my mom did yesterday. She had a turkey, and that turkey had about 14 wings on it. It was 16 wings all together. Swear to God. That turkey was wearing wings. It had wings all around it. I was like, damn. I believe I can fly. I believe in sweet potato pie. Cranberry sauce and eggnog. Okay, anyway. Let's go ahead and do these birthday shout outs, man. Man, these Black Friday birthday shout-outs. I don't even know if we really covered this subject. But I want to say this. Like I said, white people and black people have the same days off, but we're not celebrating the same things. Shoot. I'm convinced that black people can't be satisfied about nothing. Because we got Juneteenth off officially in 2020. And people was, I saw niggas bitching about that. Oh, we don't need no day off. You know what I mean? They won't give us reparations, but they give us a day off. I'm like, God damn, nigga. They have to give you that. They didn't have to. A lot of us didn't even know nothing about Juneteenth if we was full-grown adults. Some of y'all didn't learn about Juneteenth until y'all was 40. Like, damn, take your day off. You get an extra 4th of July. Stop bitching. Don't do something black. Damn. Man, it gave us, we don't need no damn holiday. What we need is, what you need is what you ain't going to get. You ain't found out now that they don't care about what you want. They're going to give you something when it's time for them to give you something. Not when you all your protesting and all your bitching, even your petitioning, they ain't going to do nothing. This shit is based on money. When you start coming up with some money, get any things. Other than that, man, shut up. Shut up. Getting on my nerves. I don't mean to be negative. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on some glorious. November 25th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special. They are S-B-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-B-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-B-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get number one out the box, Aisha Blount. Happy birthday to you. And also Colette Boyd. Happy birthday to you. And April Leon Compton. Happy birthday to you. And la-dee-dee-dee, la-dee-dee-dee. Happy birthday to you. And also Queen Evelyn. Happy birthday to you. And Regina Holcomb, turning 61 years old today. Happy birthday to you. And Delaysha Williams, happy birthday to you. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to make sure I said that right. And Larette Noreskina, happy birthday to you. And also Charmaine Renard, and she's a good happy birthday to you. And also Shardetta O'Bond, turning 48 years old. Happy birthday to you. And Cecilia Matafara, happy birthday to you. And Lovey Walker, and she's raising money for the American Heart Association. Happy birthday to you. And last but not least, going all the way back to the 1978 when she moved around the way down the street, my girl Meredith Sanders, affectionately known to all of us as Mary. I want to say, and she turned 54 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all y'all and anyone else out there who shares his birthday on his glorious November 25th anywhere out there in the world. I hope that today finds y'all all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. All y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. The rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard. Go for yours. And remember, man, listen. People going to get together, eat, drink, and have fun on these holidays, whether you like it or not. You ain't going to stop nothing with all your bitching and all your teaching and all your ranting and all your raving, and definitely not with all your insults. It's not going to do nothing. You're not moving nothing. And it's not even impressive. But I don't mean to diss y'all, because a lot of y'all really just want to get the truth out. And I can't blame y'all for that. I ain't mad at y'all for seeking out the truth. What I'm upset about is that y'all are pushing the envelope in a counterproductive way. What good is the truth if you can't relate it to the masses or find a way to relate it to the masses to where the truth can finally bring about some change? There are always things that we can do better than we did them before. So why don't we let's get to that. Yo, can we get to that? But can we get to that, though? But what I'm saying is, can we get to that, though? Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. You are not a coon because you eat turkey on the third Thursday, or it's the fourth Thursday of November. You're okay. And if you want to spend your money, all your money, whatever, December 25th, you old enough to know the pitfalls of that. But since you're giving gifts and all of that, you know what I mean? You know, you drop that Cash App. And also, you know, I found out recently that, you know, did y'all know that you can give money to the shows? Do you know that you can still do a super chat and donate to shows previously? So if y'all go back and watch some shows and you'd be like, yo, this show was so dope, I wish I would have watched it live, I would have gave a super chat or a super sticker, you can go back and do that. I mean, ain't life grand? Huh? It's like a holiday. Love is love, y'all. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure y'all come through tomorrow for the Urban Therapy with Sun show. It'll be a different black backdrop, but it's going to be the same good old knowledge, that old good old knowledge. Hope y'all enjoy listening to the show as much as I enjoy broadcasting it. And I love you all. I mean that. All right, so Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah, 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 yeah.